The Medrash tells us in Parshas Korach, on the pasuk Vayikalu el Moshe vel Aaron, that Korach v'Adasa had gathered up against Moshe vel Aaron. And it says in the Medrash that Korach took the talis of Tcheles. He wanted to ask advice from his wife. And the background of the story that really angered Korach so much is the psukim of this week's parsha. In Baloscha, the initiation, or perhaps the hazing, of Shevet Levi got Korach so angry. The pasuk says, "Kaches alavim mitoch bnei Yisrael vitarta osam." Take the levim from amongst bnei Yisrael, and you should purify them. V'chosas alahem. This is what you should do in order to be mitar them. Ve'viru tar al kol b'sara, and shave off all the hair. Miad asakein l'Korach. So they started to do this to all the Levim, including Korach, who was a Levi. And then Hischilachsa al Yisrael, and Korach walked throughout the camps of Bnei Yisrael. Elohayu makirno, so nobody recognized who he was. He had no hair left, no beard left. So Amr lo, they didn't say to him, Miyasalacha, who did this to you? After telling them who he was, that he was Korach, who did such a thing to you? And so Amr lem Moshe says, Korach says, Moshe asabi, Moshe did this to me. Below, oh, not only that, says Korach, Natalni biyadi viragli, he picked me up by my hands and by my legs, vayumanifinosi, he was waving me up and down like an object, like a carbon. And he says, you're tahor. This is the bizayon, the disgraceful hazing that Korach and all the Levim experienced in this week's parasha. And yet his brother Aaron, he took his brother Aaron, v'kashtu kekala, and had adorned him, and dressed him up like a kala, with beautiful clothing, in big day kahuna, and placed him in the Ol Moed, in the palace. And after describing this, miyad hischilu sonei Moshe lizgaros b'Eretz Yisrael, and the enemies, those who hated Moshe Beinu, start to say, oh, Moshe picks, he's the king, he picks his brother to be the Kohen Gadol, and his nephews to be the assisting Kohanim, and the Truma goes to the Kohen. And thus began the debate and the fight and the vikuach with Korach v'Adasa. But it's based on this week's parsha, the hazing that Korach experienced. Now, it seems that Korach has a good taina. This does seem quite disgraceful. Now, overall, the Levim was the holiest shevet. But they seem to get the raw end of this deal. You know, Levi is the middle child. It's between Kohanim and Yisraelim. They're neither here nor there. They're watching the gates, they're the gatekeepers. They can't go really inside the Beis HaMikdash, but they protecting those from going in. They're somewhere in between. They're stuck in between. It's like the middle matzah Levi. We break the middle matzah. Yachatz is the middle Levi, the middle matzah. As if to say that Levi and Korach was struggling with the middle child syndrome of someone being ignored and getting the raw end of every deal and being hazed and not being noticed by their parents. So how are we to understand this process of inaugurating, initiating the Levium in such a seemingly disgraceful way? So we need to understand the role of Levium in Klal Yisrael. The Rabban tells us that the Ikar Avoda, Levium had a few services that they were involved in. They would sing, they would schlep the Kelim and the parts of the Mishkan, and they'd be the gatekeepers. And so the Rabban writes in this week's Parasha that the Ikar Avoda Shel Levium was Lishir. The singing and the music, that was their primary purpose as part of Klal Yisrael. The power of music, the power of song that was held in the hands of Levim. The Shari Kedusha of Chaim Vital writes in Shari Kedusha that song that songs elevate a person to a level of nevuah. It excites a person, it inspires a person. And the reason is, says Rav Chaim Vital, is because the song taps into the neshama. And the neshama starts hearing these songs. And the neshama, we know, comes from below the Kisei HaKavod, up in Shemayim. Each of our neshamas are brought down from Shemayim. And up in Shemayim, the neshamas used to hearing the songs of the Malachim. And when it's brought down in this world, where it's dry, and there's no singing, and then suddenly you hear music, and you hear songs, the neshama gets elevated, reminding itself where it came from, being connected to the Elyonim. Because the music taps into the deepest place of a person, into his neshama. It's an out-of-body experience. And the role of Levim were very different. Very different than the role of the Kohen. Gemara Nechulin tells us that whatever was kosher for Kohen was possible for a Levi. And whatever was kosher for Levi was possible for a Kohen. So the Gemara says that Mumim, certain blemishes, would disqualify a Kohen from entering into the Beis HaMikdash. But Psulim would not disqualify a Levi. A Levi could still sing, even though he had blemishes. But when it came to age, Shanim doesn't disqualify a Kohen. A Kohen could be any age and still work in the Beis HaMikdash, as long as he could do the Avodah. But Shanim, years at the age of 50 in particular, disqualifies a Levi. So what's the difference? Why do Mumim only affect Kohanim but not Levim? And why do Shanim only affect Levim but not Kohanim? So Shemesh Shmuel explains that the role of Levim And so the Shemesh Shmuel writes that the Avodah of the Levim in its singing was to bring this Hishtokikus Milmata Lemala, to provide this inspiration, this great desire to go from below this world up Lemala, to be elevated and to be inspired. And in that world of Hishtokikus, Ein Hamumim Vechison Posim Behem, physical blemishes, Gashmis, doesn't impact this Shtokukus, which comes from the inside. Because, in fact, it's the opposite. That a person who is more lacking, Shagufo Chaser, a person who lacks Mishtokek Odioser, Lashlama Shel Nafsha, he wants to become more complete. Because he's lacking in his physical. He's lacking in his Gashmis, so that his Ruchnis becomes more elevated. As explained in the Zohar, Hashem Chafetz Dako, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants those who are dak, those who are low and weak. The only thing that disqualifies a Levi, and again, the Levi, is in the world of Hishtokikus, of Ruchnis. The only thing that disqualifies a Levi is his age, his Shanim. Because when a person gets older, his excitement, his eslavus, his energy becomes cooled off. And he doesn't have that ability to have that inspiration when he gets older, to have his shtokukus, that his slavas. And since Levim's role is to sing, to connect the neshama, the ruchnius, and his shtokukus, and his slavas, we don't care about the physical, we don't care about the mumim, we care about the ruchnius. And we see from Moshe Beinu, our leader in Klai Yisrael, in the Midbar, who himself, he himself was a Levi. He was covered peh. He had a certain speech pediment, whatever that might be. It didn't make a difference. He was concerned at his mum that he had. Says Hashem, you're the leader. It's beyond the gashmis. It's about connecting the ruchnis and the neshamas. Aruch HaShulchan writes that all machlokas we have throughout the Gemaras, the Mishnayos, the Tanoim, the Hamaroim, the Gaonim, and the Poskim, it's all Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chaim. It's all emes. He writes in Zakhtamar the Aruch HaShulchan, particularly in Chelek Chosha Mishpat. And they all have some connection to Halacha. But not only is it Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chaim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Epstein, but it's more than that. The machlokasim is the teferes terasenu hakadosha v'atorah. It's the beauty and the glory of the Torah. Because the entire Torah is called kula nikres shira. Torah is called a song. But teferes hashir, the beauty of a song, is not a solo, but it's kisha kolos mishum zemizeh. When the sounds are different, when there are strings, and then there are it's a piano, and then there's the drums, and the beat, and the brass, and the whole symphony comes together, and the choir all comes together, different sizes, shapes, and colors, and sounds. Zehu ikir hani'imus. This is the most beautiful part of the Torah. All the different types of peoples and opinions, no matter how they look, come together with the singing of the Torah. Because the Torah, which is Kula Ruchni, is what we connected. The neshamas are all connected, even though we look different on the outside. And that's the explanation of why the Sfarim called Shir HaShirim, the song of all songs, is called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It brings you to the holiest place. Even those who are not Kohanim could enter, or those who are not the Kohen Gadol could enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim through Shir HaShirim. The Song of Songs takes your neshama to a whole nother world. If you read the beginning Pesukim of Shir HaShirim, Asher L'Shlomo, Yishakenu min shikus piyu, let him kiss me. With the kisses, ki tovim dodecha miyayin, his kisses are more pleasant than wine. And the reach shmonecha tovim, his smell is so beautiful. And draw me closer, mashcheni acharecha v'narutza, run after. Haveinu amel chadarav, bring me into his innermost chambers, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nagil v'nismech habach. Let us rejoice together. And then what does the pasuk say? Shlomo writes, Shchor ani. I know I'm black. I know I'm dark. I know I've got blemishes. But v'nava, I'm still somewhat nava. I'm still somewhat pleasant. Al tarienu sh'ani shachar shachar chores. Don't look at me that I'm so dark and dirty. Look beyond that. That I'm tan shishafasni hashamash. Look beyond that. Look at my inner beauty. And that's what Shir HaShirim is telling us, the inner beauty. And that's what the Levim are telling us. Look at the inner beauty, the neshama. And that's what we're being told of, shave off all the hairs, all the external. Move our body as if the body doesn't make a difference, up and down. Because the body doesn't make a difference. What Levim are supposed to represent are those that look beyond the guf, beyond the gashmish. We don't look at blemishes. We don't look at even sins. We look at the innermost part of a yid. And that's the neshama. And that's connected through a shir, through a song, of bringing everyone together in this large symphony, this large choir. And that's the very reason why the Levim are the gatekeepers. Because a person's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash and feel guilty and depressed that he violated a certain avera and he's really incapable of coming forward to bring a carbon. And then you see Levim, those who just sing everyone just sings together, holding hands no matter how you look and who you are, no matter how religious you are, we love everyone. Because we all have the same neshama, we're all connected, beruchnius. And that was the message for the what was known as the hazing process of Levim, to show us it's more than just the physical. It's all about the ruchnius. We should be zocha soon to see all of us coming together for the final song, the singing of the coming of Mashiach, together looking beyond the blemishes that we all have, and connecting as one neshama under one roof of the rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash with the Gur Shem Avimitash Meher V'Yameinu Amen.